This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. We in here. Hey, one time for the triple digits. We welcome you in here to the Thursday, July 10th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of sacrifice.
The hardest working man in
what
the
are you
game.
Doing with
well, him? He's doing what he got to do. Man, it is a good time to be a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, my goodness.
Goodness gracious. You get a max contract. You get a max contract. Everybody gets a max contract. First Shea, then Chet. Moments ago, J-Dub.
Hey, man.
5 years up to, because we do this as football contracts now.
That's the new way.
And well, hey, it's,
it and is. We do that because we don't know who's going to be in the finals.
Well, that's it.
If anybody was around for our discussion yesterday.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But shout out to the insiders, not Jesse and Kyle or James and Kyle, but the insiders of the NBA, the Shams, the Chris Haynes's, the Mark Steins, those guys, because now not only is it customary to report a football-style contract, it's also customary to credit the agent.
Gotta credit the agent.
Well done by everybody involved. We know where our bread is buttered. We'll let you know. Hopefully Shams, Chris, James, none of those guys accidentally tweet the tweet that needs to be approved by said agent, as guys like Adam Schefter have three or four times in the past.
And Schefter just moves on like nothing happened.
Just and like, oh, no, yeah, no, he does.
It's just whatever.
He does. Who cares that 6 million people just got this push notification? I'll just erase it and start over. Get your jokes off.
No big deal. Nothing to see here.
Hey, shout out Cole, because he's right. He said, how about a good time to be a Thunder fan? Indeed it is, man. You guys are defending world champions now, and your core is locked up.
Now,
what happens next will be fascinating to follow.
Now, let me say this, Cole, and I agree. There's nothing to feel bad about at all. There's nothing at all. But that Celtics core was locked up too until the bill came. A couple years in, the bill came and they said, oh,
yeah,
well, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, what was the core?
It was Tatum. It was Tatum, Brown. Holiday, Brown,
Brown and
White,
or Porzingis and stuff.
And then they said,
okay, so, but wait a minute. Okay, now wait a sec. Mm-hmm. Was Porzingis and Drew core?
They got core money.
Porzingis and Drew got added, but it was also they were added and everyone knew, okay, this is not going to last. And in 2 years, like how we got into now, like this will be over with.
Like
what they did build to win a title, like you knew that you were building, you were blowing that up at this time, I think.
The question is, can you lock up that core and keep that core for 5 years? That's what they're all signed to. You can.
Yeah.
You're going to be a second apron team.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that what they want? If that's what they want to do, I applaud it. I think we talked about this before. If you got a chance to win a chip, which I'm assuming they're going to be able to have for the next 5 years, then yes, you pay whatever you need to pay. You be second apron. Cool. But they will be second apron, and we will see for the first time if Clay Bennett and all those guys are going to pay that.
I don't think it's the dollar figure that stresses them out. It's the inability to do those moves that championship teams used to be able to do, mm-hmm. where, for example, a Brad Beal would get a buyout, a Dame Lillard would get a stretch provision, and you could sign those guys for $6, mm-hmm. and they'd come and play for you and strive to win a championship.
Right.
If you're a second apron team right now, I don't think you can sign Brad Beal. I don't think you can sign Dame Lillard. So, you know, and obviously those are the extreme, extreme examples. Mm-hmm. But there are guys, you know, like the Mike Millers of the past, like those guys would join teams late. They would join teams like the Miami Heat. They would join teams that were competitive in a particular conference who were back then. They were just over the salary cap. That didn't matter. Right. Being over the, if you're going to pay, if you want to pay Mike Miller, if you Mike Miller makes $3 million. You want to pay the league $12 million to sign Mike Miller for hey, get your stuff off. Do you. Now you don't even have the option to do that. Mm-hmm. And the longer you do it, the worse it gets. So it used to be dollar for dollar, $1.50 to a dollar, mm-hmm. $2 to a dollar. Joe Lacob will always be the example. If we're winning, I'm paying. Mm-hmm. They stopped winning. He paid a little less. Now these second aprons are approaching, and he's like, not really sure how to navigate this here. Mm-hmm. And I'm so curious if the Tatum injury bailed the Celtics out, or were the Celtics going to do this anyways? It's not really the Tatum injury for sure, because it pretty much wiped out next year. Mm-hmm. Or at least, that's not fair. That's still a good basketball team. It wiped out his next year. The Knicks did a good job of ridding the Celtics this year. Like, that was 3-1 prior, or it was going to be 3-1 prior to the Tatum injury. But what if the Celtics had won? With Drew Hawk, because this, the talk before they stepped on a playoff court was, man, what's this offseason look like for Boston? Yeah. Is Drew here? I don't think Porzingis is.
I don't think Drew is either.
You don't think Drew is either? Okay, so the Celtics were bailed out by nothing. They're moving through with what they were moving through with.
I think so.
One argument in the comparison against Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. Drew and Porzingis were high money acquisitions, mm-hmm. not core players.
That's fair.
Jalen and SGA, those are core players for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now you could put whatever goddamn label on it you want to. You still have financial decisions to make. Mm-hmm. But those guys are their centerpieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. I think OKC has done a fantastic job, Presti, obviously, not only of drafting and assets, but I think Trista was talking about this the other day, and I went and checked it out, and 100% correct, of planning for this. Planning for the aprons and the way the contracts are and all this other stuff, where I think there'll be a second apron team, or at the very least close to it, but it'll all be a little manageable. At the very least, it'll be manageable for the next 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be able to do whatever they need to do, make the moves, and continue to be competitive, a championship level team for the next 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I'm a proponent of with signing these contracts is, yes, you want to keep these guys here, but they're rookie extension eligible, max extension eligible, you go ahead and sign them. If they're as good as you think they are, you can always move off of them for more assets. Mm-hmm. Always. Like you sign, that's a little bit of like what we talked about a couple months ago and what we decided on when we talk about a Keegan Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you sign him to the extension. You absolutely sign him because you sign him and then he's either great for you and he plays, or if you're not sure, if you're going in a different direction, you've got him on a club-controlled contract that can be moved for whatever assets you need to.
Can I read you the last part of, I believe it's Shams Charania. I want to make sure I give him credit. Yeah, the last paragraph in Shams Charania's article on this deal for J-Dub, which is exactly...
Is it Bill Duffy again, or is it...
No, Bill Duffy gets all his praise. Sweetie. He got all of his praise in the first sentence. They say Bill Duffy for the last paragraph. Please, I'm probably one of four people who scrolled down this far. But this is what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
In 2026, because he says the new extensions, I think, are $866 million. $822 million. In 2026, 2027, the Thunder project to have a payroll of $246 million, which will take them over the first and second apron.
Mm-hmm.
That's not next season. It's the following season.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike recent high-spending teams, Oklahoma City has the flexibility with $77 million in non-guaranteed contracts.
Mm.
Oklahoma City has dozens of draft picks and has structured their contracts in future years to put them in a position to keep the core of the roster together for the foreseeable future. The core of the Oklahoma City Thunder has been established.
Mm-hmm.
If there were any questions, there were questions about Chet. Oh, maybe that's the one. Doesn't matter right now.
Right.
It is SGA, it is Chet, and it is J-Dub. And the Thunder have structured these contracts in a way where there might be other guys they lose,
mm-hmm.
but they're probably, I mean, if that's 26, 27, that's two seasons, I'd argue you're at least 3 to 4 seasons away before real questions about any of those three, probably Chet and J-Dub,
mm-hmm.
ever come into question.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm having a conversation and doing all of these financial gymnastics because we're having a conversation. But 100, I think signing those two, along with Shea, obviously, was the right move just basketball-wise. Like, this is a great core that they have. This is what you want. They've got it on all three levels with Shea, J-Dub, and Chet Holmgren. I think it's a phenomenal job by OKC locking these guys up for the long term. And like you just kind of read the way they structured it, you know, they're going to be able to sustain this, at least those three guys, for years to come. So I think they're fine. Even if you get into a second apron situation, I'm paying it with those guys. I'm staying there where I need to be. I may not be able to get a Caruso or a Hartenstein and stuff like that, but I've got draft picks to try and find different guys like that, and I'm taking all the penalties because these guys are worth it.
That was 26-27. Hartenstein, team option at 28.5.
Mm.
Lou Dort, team option, 17.7. All in that 26-27 season. That'll
take you down at least the first apron. Maybe below the first apron.
That probably takes you. Yeah.
That's 50 million.
Yeah, that might take you below the first apron with just those two players right there. Not to diminish those guys. Those are good ball players.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, that's going to help.
Yeah.
Facts. That's going to help. And you don't have to wait to 26, 26. If you know you got a team option,
mm-hmm.
25, 26 rolls around, it's like, yeah. Middle of next season. Yeah, like you ain't really moving the way I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go. We'll come back.
Move these guys to the deadline for Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan.
We will discuss that next. Summer League gets underway tonight, man. What are we looking for? It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, interesting conversation during the commercial break, as it always is.
Just trying to figure out what makes the aftertaste in these diet sodas.
Is it really interesting to you? Are you just ignoring our nonsense at this point?
I'm ignoring it.
Yeah, because like me and Kane are just talking about soda or whatever. You're doing business, I'm sure.
Yeah, just not.
Oh, Tony says the fake sugar in the diet sodas leave the aftertaste. It's not real sugar. That makes sense. That makes sense.
And isn't it like awful for you?
Diet fake or the
sugar?
Regular?
No. Fake sugar.
It feels like
I'd
it
imagine,
is.
Imagine, yeah.
Anything not real doesn't seem to be good for you.
It's true.
But that's supposed to be the healthier version. Just drink water, everybody.
That's it. Just drink water. Drink water and be nice to people.
Especially today.
Just like Kyle Messi. Yeah, do that.
It's going to be a scorcher.
Oh, yeah, 101. 101 today. I ain't never going to see that pool, man.
What's going on? What happened?
I'm here all day.
It's going to be hot this evening.
Yeah.
The pool's there when you get home.
No, I know that.
It's not going to go anywhere.
I know that. Yes, yes.
This weekend, what's going on this weekend?
I tried to, got something at a winery on Saturday.
You want to take tomorrow off?
Yeah, sounds rich. Huh?
You want to take tomorrow off?
Yep.
We'll sit by the pool?
Yeah.
I'll cover D-Lo and KC too. No worries.
We'll be down like so. James is gone. Kyle's near death, and then why isn't D-Lo here? He's at home in the pool.
Yeah, he just wants to enjoy his pool.
Brother just wanted to go for a goddamn swim. That's it.
Jesse, just do live run it back. Just live. Just 4 to 6 while we're at it.
I'll do the show. Live run I'll do it like back. Kyle. Hey, I'll just put some glasses on, sit in the lounger, and do the show from the pool.
Robbie in the chat says that you got an expensive ass yard decoration.
Robbie's man, bruh. The amount of times I look out at that thing and go, yep, that's exactly what it is.
Well, it's only July. It's going to be out for another two and a half months.
Is my schedule changing?
I don't know.
Part of the reason I took that week off and, you know, after your family is just to sit at home in the pool.
Sometimes that's the
way probably, the world's
probably
going
to be 75 degrees that week, too.
The way the weather goes now, you damn near got till December for it to be hot.
Oh, I've heard
true
that
too. They're messing with the weather again, too. That's what they're saying.
Damn, weather machine.
Who they?
They, the
Illuminati?
Dark, the dark Twitter. They messing
Jay-Z.
With
them. Jay-Z. Jay-Z's messing with
them. Well, you know.
Jay-Z's the weather machine they got at Universal Studios.
You know, I don't know. I'm not here to say they are messing with the weather, but you know how I feel about movies. They don't come out of nowhere. And they got a movie of them messing with the weather.
There's a movie where they're messing with the weather? What movie is that?
I can't remember. It came out about 10 years ago, maybe.
It's called Messing with the Weather.
The chat'll know it. It was a popular movie. Like, it was, I want to say it was a
like
summer.
They were controlling the weather?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. What? Forget Summer League. What movie is about controlling the weather?
Get the projector out. It's time to watch a movie, Taylor.
Is Michael, Geostorm?
Yeah, Michael says Geostorm. Yeah.
Centers around the concept. This is the AI overview, by the way. Controlling the weather. The movie depicts a network of satellites designed to regulate the Earth's climate, which malfunctions and begins to cause devastating weather events. Another movie, Weathering With You, also features weather control, but in a more...
Is that a newer movie?
I don't know, man. This is AI.
No.
I think the movie you're referencing is Geostorm.
Yeah, people saying Geostorm.
Weathering With You looks like that appears to be an overseas movie. Okay. Well, great.
I'm not here to say they are. That's absolutely not what I'm saying. I'm just saying they made a movie about it.
Was last year the year we had like two straight weeks of 100-degree temperatures, or was that the year before?
No, last year had to have been it.
Around this time, probably.
Can you imagine someone is controlling a weather machine? It's like, oh, people pissing me off. Make it 100 in Sacramento for the next 2 weeks.
or the guy just fell asleep and forgot to change the weather and just like, nah, it's fine.
They went
on vacation. Jesse wasn't
forgot
there to cover him.
The heat off.
Yeah.
I hit the wrong switch. I'm sorry.
My bad, Sacramento.
Forgot to turn the heat off.
What the hell was it snowing for a whole month?
But this came up over the weekend because of the rain that happened in Texas, and I think also in the Midwest.
Mm.
It was just crazy. I think they said, like, what was the number? In Texas, the rain that fell in 45 minutes was, I forgot, I don't want to butcher it, but something like that's the amount of rain that fell in 45 minutes is usually what you see over like three winters or something like that.
Oh my God.
Like, it was ridiculous. It was crazy.
Well, obviously the results have been devastating. So hearing something like that isn't, man, the river rose 26 feet in approximately 45 minutes.
26 feet is crazy.
Dear God.
That is crazy. Goodness gracious.
In 45 minutes.
If you would have said 26 meters or inches or something like that, that would have been crazy too. But 26 feet is, wow.
Goodness gracious.
See, Steven says, he said, that's not natural, bro, in the chat. And I'm just saying that's where people started bringing it up again because of stuff like that. Not saying I believe it. I don't know.
Jacob tells us to shut the hell up. He says, y'all working indoors for a living. You can't really complain about the heat too much.
First of all, who's complaining?
You can't tell me about weather.
Who's complaining? We're just acknowledging that's what was going on.
Jacob, we're just talking, man. We're sorry. We will stop talking about the weather because he's out there working for PG&E.
Oh, we appreciate you too.
Sweating.
Thank you. Thank you, Jacob.
Hopefully you don't sunburn, man.
Yeah, and like you said in the chat, stay hydrated, brother, because it's going to be hot today.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. So as Kyle Matson always says, drink water and be nice to people.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's raining in Oklahoma City is money.
That's facts. Good job.
Thunder, lightning, and raining money in Oklahoma City. We just went over the financials that are going on. The 2026-2027 season is the first season that the Oklahoma City Thunder will approach the second apron, but they'll have plenty of decisions to make by then. While Alex Caruso will still have 3 years left on his contract, 28.5 will almost certainly fall off the books for Isaiah Hartenstein, who has a team option that year. Lou Dort, who has been great for Oklahoma City, he's due 17.7 that year. that's a team option as well. Case and Wallace, they have a variety of other guys too that have team options in that particular 2026-2027 season or in the 25-26 season. So
like it's a
they in good shape.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive at some point, but it's a good problem to have when you have a championship team. Like I'm of the belief, like, it's cool to be expensive if you win a championship.
Expensive isn't really a big deal anymore. If you can stay a single dollar under the first or second apron, you're just fine. Let's see what Leezy talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. 916-909-1320. What's up, Leezy?
Yo, yo, D-Lo and KC. What's good, kinfolk?
What's up, Leezy? How you doing, big dog? I mean, have you calmed down a little bit from your comment in the chat?
Well, I'm going to stay away from the thunder. That's just for the chatty house. Sorry for everyone else. Hey, I'm excited to say I got tickets for Messing with the Weather, a Spike Lee joint. Can't wait to see that.
Okay.
All right,
Leezy. Wait, question.
Oh, damn it, Leezy.
Question, guys. Okay, back on topic, kind of. I had a question about Devin Carter, guys. So he's playing in the summer league or whatever, but does that mean, I don't know, I'm not a real insider, but does that mean talks with Kuminga has stopped? Because, like, wouldn't you be nervous having Carter out there if you're still trying to move him or maybe showcase him? Like, I was just wondering the thought process behind that, you know?
I think Devin Carter was always playing in the summer league. Mm-hmm. I don't think it has anything to do with whether there are conversations there or not. Like, my guess, just a guess, I have no idea. We'll talk to Matt George. Matt George has been covering the story for a week now. I don't know if these talks have stopped. I don't know where they were when they stopped. I don't know if Bonte Hill's assessment was correct and they just hung up on him 10 seconds in. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But Devin Carter is a Sacramento King. He needs playing. Like, he needs to get out there and run NBA basketball because of the way his not because of the way his season went, but just because of the way his season was with the injury, the G League time, and then ultimately the lone highlight of the play-in game. He needs time out there. So I wouldn't read anything into it, Leezy, though, to be honest with you, I don't think there's anything to read into. I don't think that there's anything right. The question was, have talks stopped? I don't think talks are happening. I'll say that. And again, we'll have the reporter talk about it at 3:15, but that's just my opinion. I don't think anything's happening right now.
Yeah, and even with that, I don't look at talks that are going on or have gone on in the past that are just kind of left open-ended. I don't view them as being close enough at this point where you can just act like Devin Carter is not going to be on the team. So if I'm Scott Perry and Doug Christie, he's a Sacramento King.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he's going to be a Sacramento King in the future. And like you mentioned, he needs to play. So he's going to be on this team. He needs to work on some stuff. And we're going to go about it that way. If something changes and we get a lot closer to a deal than we are currently, then maybe we pull him off the court at some point. You know, and we protect the asset in that respect. But right now, it doesn't feel like something is close enough to happening where you have to take that step. He's a Sacramento King right now, and that's how you operate.
Is he the one that you are locked in the most? I mean, Kings play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Kings in Orlando. Is he the one you're kind of locked into the most? You more interested in Neek? You're a big Maxine guy. I'd be curious to see if Maxine starts. That'll be fun.
I'm personally interested in the two rookies a little bit more because I don't know if there's much that Devin Carter can show me in this summer league that'll change my thought process on it. You can go to ESPN 2. They're about to play one.
They got Vegas summer league over there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Pelicans about to play in like a minute.
Oh, there they are. Let's go. Pelicans, Timberwolves, baby. July 10th. Let's go.
Did the Timberwolves have a draft pick? I can't remember. I don't think so. I don't think they had a first rounder.
Don't think they did, but they still had a better draft than the Pelicans did.
Well, Pelicans got Jeremiah Fierce, though. That's who's playing right now.
Pelicans traded an unprotected first round pick to land him?
No. Well,
no?
They already had.
Did I got that wrong?
They already had him. They traded another, like a future unprotected pick, I believe, or maybe a late pick this year. It was a bad trade, whatever it was, but it wasn't that pick. They were already number seven. So that was their pick.
I think they traded an unprotected pick next year.
Yeah, that was
dumb.
Oh my gosh. And it was like for, it wasn't for nothing special. Like, why are you trading an unprotected pick next year when you might be a bottom seven team
right.
again?
Right.
Like, well, Joe Dumars.
Shut up, Vivek, not giving him power.
That's a hell of a first move by Joe Dumars, man.
With the Kings, you were asking me who I'm most excited to see. Devin Carter isn't going to do anything in this summer league that is going to make me kind of change my opinion on him. Or
you think he sucks already?
No, it's not that.
That was a joke. I was just kidding.
It's not that at all. I've seen him in a G League setting go crazy. I've seen him in an NBA game play really well. I almost expect him to play well in this setting. If he didn't play well, maybe that might raise some concerns, maybe. Mm. But there's not much he can do that can make me change my opinion about him in a positive way. Because to a certain degree, I already think he's well above this level of basketball. So if he goes out and has 18 points, 9 assists, yeah, that's what Devin Carter should do in the summer league. He's good enough for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not – it's a roundabout way of saying I'm not that interested in seeing what he has to do because there's not a lot to gain. I can be impressed by Nick Clifford or Maxine because I haven't seen them on a professional stage before. So if whatever they do might stand out a little bit more for me than what Devin Carter could do. Once again, don't want to make it like – I'm out on Devin Carter. It's just like I've already seen him go to work in these settings, not summer league, but G League, and he's gone. He's played really well in an NBA game. So if he performs well in this game, that's what he should do.
Hmm. That's so that last part. That's what I need. Play really well. Hmm. Like you should be better than a lot of the guys you're going against.
Mm-hmm.
Summer league isn't G League, but these first. Weekend, you know, whatever you're playing, you know, through Sunday, those guys are going to play. Like guys who are on NBA rosters are going to play. Now, if you're dominating next Thursday, I don't care, bro. Like, that's useless. But I want to see him play well. I mean, it's not far off. Keegan obviously did it at the California Classic, which is a smidge bit different. But it's not far off of that. Remember last year? What was the story going into last year? Do you remember?
Did they have a pick last year?
No.
It was Devin Carter. But
Didn't have a pick that was playing in there.
Yeah.
Well, Keon.
That's right. Him even being out there.
Yeah. And yeah. It didn't go great.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of, it was like, oh, one game. Two. And then there was sort of like, I think he played like four or five games.
He played into the second week.
And it was like,
that's right.
The hell is happening right now?
Yeah.
Like, one, why is he there? And I think he wound up having one good game, if I remember correctly, in the second week of Summer League, which, again, it doesn't count. Like, I mean, it's just not a thing. And I think, was that where Monty gave that passive-ass response to...
Yeah. During one of the broadcasts.
Like, oh, little cute minutes that he played last year. And that was the first, like, antenna that went up, like, hey, someone's not feeling Keon.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone's not buying what he did last year. And clearly, I don't know how Monty felt or feels today. I certainly felt a certain way about how Monty felt about him last summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear Mike wasn't impressed or all that impressed with Keon Ellis's game. But you can make the argument. The Summer League was bad for Sacramento last year.
Mm.
If Devin doesn't play well, yeah, like there's going to be some. There's going to be some stuff, talk, the rumblings, uncomfortableness amongst the fan base.
I'll go
sure.
on the flip side of that, though. Okay, R.I.P. Well. R.I.P. Keon didn't play well. And Keon was really good in the season when he played.
Yeah. you're right. But what did that take?
It took a coaching change.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
No, he did. You're right. He did. It just took a drastic
event.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say nothing crazy about it. I was about to say something about he's the head coach of the Knicks. I'm going to leave him alone. But my point.
You are the biggest Mike Brown fan in the world now. He coaches your favorite team.
I think Mike Brown's going to do really well in New York.
I think Mike Brown is a good coach.
I do too.
I think Mike Brown. Now the question of whether Mike Brown is a championship coach, that's a man. I've never seen a more defiant like press conference in my life. He looks so angry up there in New York.
So far it's a no. And
by himself.
When he wins, then he'll become a championship coach. I think he's going to do really well, though. I saw a clip the other day about him talking about they wanted OG in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And Mike Brown really pushed for that. They weren't able to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought about him with OG and Michael. That's a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Mike Brown and those guys.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Mike finally gets to coach OG Anunoby. I didn't even think of that.
That's a match made in heaven. I think Mike Brown's going to do really well with those guys and what he can do defensively with those guys as well. But that's a side note. But the reason why I say that, though, about I would have Kings fans slow down if it's not the best performance is these are different situations than – the NBA. Devin Carter's playing with some borderline NBA players. You know, he's a good ball player, and he might even be a really good point guard, but he's not Jesus.
Mm.
He can't necessarily turn water into wine. And if there's not
Devin,
enough, yeah.
Have you seen his hair?
Jesus.
I mean Jesus's was a little bit more fuller.
A little bit more.
It was that Jesus's hair was a little bit more fuller, but
You know, these games are a little wonky, right? Like, and especially being a point guard, you can make a lot of the right decisions if you don't have talented enough guys around you to execute the play or execute your assist. You know, maybe the numbers might not always be there.
It's funny, like, there's Kings basketball today at 4:30, baby, let's go. I've watched 30 seconds of this Pelicans-Timberwolves game. It's like,
game.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Like, I'm not sitting through this. Like, I will not watch 48 minutes of this.
Bro, the second week is unwatchable. I love basketball, but I'm going on the second
I'm tapped
week.
In tonight. I mean, we're probably going to have to watch the whole game here, but, like, oh, my God. Like, this is just not fun. This is just like, oh, he dribbled the ball off his foot. Again. Oh, God. Now they're scrambling. Oh, what's happening now? Oh, nice little play right there. Couldn't finish, but
you're my fears. Got a three.
Well, he hit the three. Yeah,
that's my boy.
But yeah, it's
like 19.
It's like football, preseason football, baby. Let's go! And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh.
And then all of a sudden, Josh Johnson is out there playing.
It's all fun and games till the 40-year-old drop backs to pass. It's the thing that the NFL does best with that is. It is eighth team versus eighth team.
Yeah.
But Mike Tirico's on the call.
That's right. The Hall of Fame game.
That's it. The Hall of Fame game. But those A1 broadcasters are on the call. Yeah. And so you hear it and you're like, yo.
Football.
And then you watch it and you're like, ah.
I think I'll move on.
This is the XFL. Yeah.
Stuff. But maybe that's stalling Devin out a little bit and cushioning any bad performance.
So if Devin doesn't play well over the first weekend, you don't care?
No
big deal.
I want him to play well. Like I want to see him play well, but it's not going to ring any alarms if he doesn't.
Are you watching the point guard position closely? Like meaning the way that I assume he's playing that position. I mean, I don't assume. They've told us he's going to be playing that position a lot. Are you looking for Devin the facilitator, Devin the...
Yeah, for sure. I want to see...
general, organizer.
I want to see that for sure. I want to see him create his own shot. You know what I mean? I didn't see that enough. I also want to see what he could do in a pick-and-roll situation. Maybe him and Maxine have a pick and pop, you know, type of situation. So, yeah, I'm definitely checking how he plays at the point during the summer league, because I've said a number of different times, I don't believe he's a true point guard, a true organizer like that. And maybe I'm completely wrong, and we'll see.
I thought Neek would be the next guy on Kings fans list, and maybe he is, to like really, yeah, I'm locking in onto what the first round pick is doing. But I actually wonder if it's your boy.
I was going to say, because I heard you in the handoff, and I understand what you're saying, but I want to see. I want to see. I think he could be really good. And if he looks a little, you know, less than impressive in the summer league, that may cause me and others, but all right, hold on. Maybe he's not necessarily.
Well, just like that, I'll go the other way. Fan base might go crazy if he cooks.
Yes.
Because his place on the depth chart is, in my opinion, is completely open. You weren't, whether you can hit threes or not, probably going to beat out Valanciunas for a night-to-night position behind Domantas Sabonis. However, you can beat out Drew Eubanks or Dario Saric.
For sure.
You can beat out those guys. Mm-hmm. And so a big performance from Maxine in the summer league, I think that will get Kings fans really, really interested in what he could potentially be, given that, again, the depth chart at that particular position could be completely altered, and he is a whole lot different than Domantas Sabonis. He is, if he can play out the gate, and a lot of people say that he can, he's what people have been begging for Domas to have now for a while. Obviously, he could play backup center minutes, but if he's a shooter the way they say he could shoot, they could be on the floor together.
He, I understand where he was actually drafted, a second round guy, 42nd pick, I think, and things like that. But there were a lot of people who had him in like a top 20 type grade in the draft. And literally, I never heard defense be such a grading scale as with this guy, because they were like, yeah, I had him in the top 20. The reason why he fell is because his concerns on defense. That's it? Why didn't you just take him in the top 20? Like, we'll teach him how to play defense or put people around him. Is he like the worst defender of all time? We'll find out. But yeah, he was drafted 42nd, but a lot of people had grades of him top 20. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in the summer league. And if he shows that talent and that promise that a lot of people thought he had.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk more Kings basketball. Another thought on Devin Carter, not necessarily as it pertains to summer league, but more how it pertains to the regular season. Plus, the NBA Cup groups were announced yesterday. We didn't really do anything with that, but we'll do something with it today.
We're going back to the NBA Cup playoffs, baby. Let's go.
Okay. We'll talk about it. Steelo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's buddy? That is all of us. Another note on the Oklahoma City Thunder, who signed J-Dub to his massive contract extension, the third massive contract extension that the Oklahoma City Thunder have executed this offseason. This from our man Bobby Marks. The Thunder have the resources to be sustainable for the foreseeable future. Why? They've got 14 first in the next 7 years, including a potential of 4 first-round picks in 2026. Their revenue stream, they got a new arena coming in 2028. Mm-hmm. They got a national TV contract and, interesting note from Bobby Marks here, possible expansion. They also note that contracts are staggered for the future, with SGA not going in effect until 2027 and 2028. They have the fifth lowest payroll since 2020 and 2021 as it stands now. Incredible work from Sam Presti and his group over there, man.
And they've
I need to learn more about that entire front office.
Yeah. They've set this up in a fantastic way. I mean, flawlessly. But with the selection of players, the staggering of the contracts, the structuring of the contracts of free agents and trades and stuff like that, just a masterclass. Just an absolute masterclass. And this is the other thing. And sure, anybody wants to try, that's perfectly fine too. But to act like, oh, look what OKC did. It's repeatable. It's almost a slap in the face to Presti to think that just anybody could handle it this way and anybody could hit on everything that he's hit on. There's a reason why he's considered the best, because of his decision making and his evaluation of these players as well. So salute to them. They've done a great job.
Absolutely. Shout out to Rob Hennigan as well. He's vice president of basketball operations, as is Jesse Gould. I don't know who either one of those people are, but Sam Presti's name gets all of the credit. I'm sure those brothers deserve a lot of credit too. I'm looking for a title that says vice president of making all of this stuff work. No one of that title. Everyone is a vice president though.
Huh. How many?
Jesse's the vice president of how many? Let's see. Okay, even Sam is the executive vice president and general manager. Then you have the two guys, vice president of basketball operations, vice president of basketball operations. You got a young lady named Ayana Lawson, who is the vice president of lifestyle services and social impact. This guy is the vice president of logistics and engagement. This woman is the vice president of experience and system design. Mm. This guy is the vice president of identification and intelligence. What the hell is that?
Who's the president of all these?
His role, this guy's name is Vince Rosman. In his role, Rosman leads the Thunder's draft process and works in development of the player evaluation space. Well, Vince, that's a hell of a title. Vice President of Identification and Intelligence.
Mm.
Sir, you're doing great. I found another vice president of basketball operations. I found another vice president of basketball operations.
What's the draft guy's title again?
Vice President of Identification and Intelligence.
Why didn't they just say scouting?
Because vice president sounds way better.
What's the what's the line? The president or the vice president, what he say on the office? the assistant to the manager?
Assistant to the regional manager? Oh, shut up. Don't do that. Like, Jesse ain't even here to back me up on this. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I just got my knowledge. No, my office sure knowledge.
You did. No, sure you did. This guy is the vice president of human and player performance. Oh, nice of you to. No. Hey, you know, it's real nice of you to come back.
Look, we were
this guy over here is trying to make fake office references.
It was
again.
A real one. It was a real one. That's my knowledge. I had the knowledge of the moment.
You have no respect for the game, dude.
None.
What was the assistant to the regional general manager? Come on, man.
So Dr. Donnie Strack is the vice president of human and player performance. So he's essentially the Al Bianconi of the group. I got a text from Al this morning. I can't tell you how much my stomach turns when that man's name pops up on my phone, because I have no idea what that text. I fully expected it to say, hey, get your ass down here tomorrow at 6 a.m. I'm working these guys out and I want you to see it. Thank God it wasn't that. This is interesting. Everybody is a vice president. Jesse's the vice president of D'Lo and KC.
That's all good. That is all.
What would you be? The vice president of
vibes.
Vice president of vibes.
Make sure the vibes are going well.
Huh. All right. Well, whatever their titles are, they're doing a magnificent job.
Hold on. Everybody's killing.
Hold on. You know I have to be a jerk, right?
Oh, I need. How many vice presidents?
That's what I was gonna say. I need to see what the Kings front office titles are.
They might have two vice presidents.
Sacramento Kings.
This KC is VP of impressions.
Hey, there you go.
And that's a pretty good one right there. Pretty good one, Miss MacTin.
All right, let's see what we got here. Their page looks a lot different. You got Scott Perry, the general manager. You got BJ Armstrong, the assistant general manager. First vice president that pops up, Alvin Gentry.
Now that's the vice president of vibes.
Vice president of basketball engagement.
That's literally the chief vibe officer. That is literally what we've been joking about.
Say vibe.
Since, yeah.
The vice president. Basketball engagement. Then we got Phil Jabor, who's the vice president of player personnel, and Paul Johnson, who's the vice president of player development.
Johnson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got vice presidents and
than I realized.
Boy, no, yeah. Now we're going into senior directors, executive vice presidents. For the first time, I actually see a president. And that's John Reinhart, president of business operations. We've got senior vice presidents. We've got senior directors.
Too many seniors. That's why no one can make a decision.
Then regular directors.
Okay.
Boy. You ever see the show The Bear?
No,
everyone says it's great, but I just never got into it.
I started watching that show last night, and it's good. But there's a thing, and it reminds me of the Thunder. And for those who have seen this show, they probably know where I'm going. Every cook in the kitchen is chef. Hey, come on, chef. Let's go, chef. Everyone is chef. Mm-hmm. That's like in the Thunder front office staff. Everyone's vice president.
VP.
This is VP.
Come on, VP.
VP of identification. What was this? He's the best one by far. Identification and intelligence. He is the only one, by the way. This is how you know he's a scout. He is the only one in these pictures. They got the pictures in all of them.
Yeah.
The young lady, black shirt, young lady got the jacket on, suits, ties, all blue suits. Oh, my man got a gray one. Lots of blue suits, lots of blue ties. Mm. The vice president of identification and intelligence, he's got the Thunder quarter zip, man. He dresses exactly like you would expect the scout to dress.
Hey, it's all about the title. You can. What did the Kings just do? It's basically VP of vibes for Alvin Gentry, but it's VP of basketball interaction. It's all about the title.
Alvin. Alvin's basketball, sir. Respect the title.
My bad.
It is vice president of basketball engagement.
There we go. There we go.
And to be clear, and I don't know that this has anything to do with anything, but it's Scott, BJ, then Alvin, and Phil and Paul are after him.
I think that's the structure.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Alvin's a basketball lifer.
I'm noticing a name missing. That name we were talking about the other day ain't on here no more.
That's crazy, bro.
Mm.
That's crazy. And then when you said what you said, I thought about everything that had been going. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, been going on in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh.
I ain't going to say nothing yet. No, but
keep it right here.
For now.
Mm.
Out of respect. I don't know. I'm fascinated with the vice president of identification and intelligence and the vice president of basketball engagement. Those, like, Alvin and was it Vince? Alvin and Vince. Those are my guys right there.
Those are the two best positions.
Those are the guys right there. Sir, what do you do? Well, I'm the vice president of identification and intelligence for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Can you imagine, like, guys on a date? What do you do? I'm the vice president of identification and intelligence.
So you work like security,
are you
like your head security?
CIA agent?
No, I watch basketball.
No, I watch basketball all day. Oh, that explains why you came on our date with a quarter zip. It's good.
Sounds a lot better than scout, though.
Poor guy probably hasn't been on a date in 3 years trying to get the Thunder to a championship.
His date is taking somebody to high school basketball.
This game. Man's got four first round draft picks next year. He ain't going on a date.
Hey, babe, would you like to go with me to this?
Oh, thank God!
The Stillwater High School game.
No, thank God. Yeah, the brother's already married. He's got a wife named Caitlin. And two children named Lucy and Marcus.
Hey, baby, happy anniversary. Do you want to go to this Norman, Oklahoma high school game?
Oh, man. Hey, honey, I got to go to California. Bronny's son's predicted to be drafted in the second round. I got to go watch him. Or I said Bronny's son. LeBron's son.
No, he's probably planning to watch Bronny's
probably.
Son. And now he's, whenever it happens, I'll be ready.
I guarantee his brother married before he joined the Thunder. He's got his work cut out for him over the next 7 years. All of these damn draft picks. Goodness gracious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
a monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow
all year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.